Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr. Yeah, that pause was where Christine jumps in, but Christine not with us for this week's midweek podcast. Her paying job got in the way. She had to travel, kind of a last-minute thing, so you get me for a short while. Not going to be long. So if you got a lot of stitching to do and you're counting on me to eat up the time, not going to happen. So Christine will be back with us next week, I'm sure. And just, you know, paying jobs. They have to be taken care of. One thing that is exciting for us this week, Christine discovered on feedspot.com a list of the top 50 needlepoint blogs on the old interwebs there. And turns out we're already at number 17, which is pretty exciting since we've only been at this for about 3 months. But number 17 on the list, the leaders are what you'd expect. Needlepoint News, Janet Perry's site, and, of course, Jane Wood's wonderful Chili Hollow Point. I forget how that goes. But her blog, which is absolutely one of my favorites. But, yeah, it was really exciting to get number 17. And, of course, that doesn't happen unless we have a whole lot of you folks out there listening to us. And, boy, we really appreciate it. We've grown rather quickly here with our weekly podcasts and now our midweek ones. And we really appreciate everybody not only listening, but spreading the word. And, if you look at the comments, particularly in the competition or the drawing this past week, the comments that people have made about the samplers that they stitched, their first sampler, just a whole ton of them really putting in some kind words about how much they're enjoying the Fiber Talk podcast. We really appreciate that. And whether you entered the drawing or not, really urge you to go back to the May 17, last Wednesday, midweek podcast and read through all of those answers to the question, what was your first sampler? Because there's some great stories in there. And just some interesting experiences that people have had. And really appreciate all the people who participated in that. And most everybody signed up to be on our email list. So we appreciate that too. And of course, people I'm sure who have entered wondering who won this week's Hands Across the Sea Samplers, The Old Scott Chart. And the winner of that is Marie Zakowski. I sure hope I said that right. Marie Zakowski, Zaczkowski. So congratulations, Marie. You are the winner. And I've already sent you email, so look for that. And send me your address so we can get a chart off to you. Have no idea where you are in the world, but we'll get it to you one way or another. So congratulations to you. And at the end of this show here, we'll tell you how to win, how to participate next week to win the next one. We have three to give away, so three in 3 weeks. So there's another chance next week. And, again, just really appreciate all the people who have become listeners to Fiber Talk. It really is fun to have such a rapidly growing and interested and enthusiastic audience out there. And, we just really appreciate it. One thing though is if you signed up for the email list so you get notified, I've already received from our web hosting company that they've gotten a warning from AOL. So if you have, and this is common with AOL, if you have an AOL address and provided that to be on the list, please go in and make us one of your okay addresses, one of your preferred or whitelisted or whatever addresses in your AOL email. Please do that because AOL is going to give us a couple more warnings and then they'll cut us off. So if you are using an AOL address, please approve us in your settings and make us on your whitelist or your acceptable list so that it doesn't get bounced around because AOL's spam filters are pretty tight. And they will bounce us out, and then you just won't get notification. And if I get a minute here in the next few days, I will try to hunt down all those addresses and send to you separately and remind you to do that. But if you would do that, I'd appreciate it, and it would help make sure that you hear when we have something new on Fiber Talk. I have to talk about a floss tube. Now, I watch some floss tube, but not a lot. But I have to say, I have to repeat what the spinster stitcher Connie said several weeks ago. Folks, those of you who do those floss tube podcasts, quit apologizing. Just stop apologizing. Just talk about your stitching. It's hard to do these things on a regular basis. And when you start out and spend a few minutes apologizing because you haven't been back in a while, or life has gotten in the way, or family, or whatever, that happens to all of us. Just tell us about your stitching. That's what we want to hear about. You don't need to apologize. Everybody understands that it happens to all of us. I mean, that's, Christine's not here tonight for the same reason. Things just got in the way, and if we weren't doing this drawing, we probably wouldn't have had a midweek podcast. But yeah, just tell us about your stitching. You don't need to apologize. You're doing a show at the moment that you're doing it, so we want to hear about that. So, and really enjoying several of the Floss Tube podcasts. Now, I do have to talk about one, Nicole of Nicole's Needlework. Now, Nicole, you're a machine. I have no idea how you hold down a full-time job and crank through all the samplers and all the charts that you crank through, but you are absolutely amazing. But I have to ask you one question. Please put something on the wall in your room. And I know others have mentioned it to you. Just hang up something. I mean, you, even if you use thumbtacks to hold up an unframed sampler, put something up in there. That is the starkest room I think I've ever seen. So I'm looking forward to that. Just something in the background. And if you don't watch, I'll put a link up for this show. If you don't listen to Nicole's Needlework, nicolesneedlework.com, it is so much fun to see her rattle through all the samplers. She's either samplers and cross stitch in general that she's either starting or started or finished. It is, I've seen factories that couldn't keep up with her. So, do check her out. But, Nicole, put something on the wall, please. And then I have to come back to, I've mentioned it two or three times and I'm going to mention it again. If you're not following Arlene Cohen on FlossTube, you're missing out. Now, Arlene, it's going to sound like I'm sucking up to Arlene here, but I'm really not. Arlene is really doing, she did her fifth one. I just watched it the other day. Her fifth FlossTube podcast or video, FlossTube video on YouTube. And Arlene is just doing a terrific job. It's an hour and 15 minutes along, I think, something like that. But she talks about some of her designs and what an amazing stitcher she is. And it was a 10 by 10 foot mosaic that was discovered somewhere. And she took a picture of that thing and did a design of it, and then now has done several small designs off of portions of it. And she takes you through that whole thing and shows you and talks about the history, and really, really interesting. But Nicole or Arlene just does a tremendous job with her podcasts of providing background and history and interest. And she does a real nice job of being in the video and looking right into the camera, and the lighting's good and the sound is good. And she tries to make sure that you can see what she's stitched and what she's talking about. And it's really well done. I really recommend all five of them. Really a good job by Arlene. And this time in number five, she introduces that she's now started an Etsy shop. She's starting her little business with her designs. And I'm really glad to see that, because she really, really has a talent. And so she has an Etsy shop that you can learn about. And she goes through where each of the designs that she created that's available in her shop, how they came to be. And three or four of them came out of the mosaic piece that she did. So be sure and check that out, and check out Arlene's, not Nicole's. Nicole isn't selling anything. She just stitches like crazy. But Arlene's shop, and you might find one or two patterns there that you'll enjoy. And when you watch the fifth podcast or FlossTube show that she does, You'll want to give her kudos for her her graphics. Now she's done a really nice job of showing her website address, her Etsy address. She has it's very creative the way she's done it. So you'll want to watch that because it's top flight graphics, 2017 quality graphics that she has put up there right on the screen. So you can read them very clearly, and it's very classy. So congratulations to Arlene for that talent. And then I have to say, I got a good laugh out of Arlene's fifth one, because she shows at one point a design that she's working on that's on a scroll frame. And I had to actually back up and watch it, because the first time I was interested in the design. But then the real entertainment comes in watching her try to talk to us through the camera by poking her head between, over, and under the scroll frame. It's quite entertaining. So take a moment to enjoy Arlene working her way around the scroll frame as she talks to us about her design, because it's good for us. Let's see, other things on my list. Orna Willis, come design with me. Now, Orna is, she was one of our early shows, third or fourth show, I think, I'm not sure, but she is offering a class where she's going to send you a bunch of thread, and I don't know if the canvas is coming, but that's it. And you go along for the ride as Orna designs whatever comes out of those threads. And she says she has no idea what she's going to do, though I got to believe at least she has a kernel of an idea. But basically, if you join this class, starts on June 12, you are going to go along for a ride with one of the really talented and creative designers that I've seen, and boy, what she does with color still amazes me. So starts on June 12. Come design with me. I'll put a link on the in the show notes for this show. But adornbyorna.com, adornbyorna.com, adornbyorna.com is her website, and you can go there, and it's the first thing up is to sign up to this come design with me class. And I signed up. I'm participating in the class, and I communicated with Orna today, and we're cooking up a little something where we'll probably Orna and I do a couple of Fiber Talk, a little extra Fiber Talk podcasts as this class goes along, so that I as a student and Orna as the teacher can talk about and exchange our ideas and our experiences. So looking forward to that. But that starts June 12. And so if you want to participate, you need to get signed up quickly so she can get the material to you by the 12th. And so you'll be ready to go. And the cost is $200 for the class and all the materials. But sign up quickly if you're interested. I don't know if she has a limit on number of students, but she does have a limit in that it starts on June 12, so, and she needs at least a few days to get you the materials so you're ready to go on the 12th. And then there's a special closed group on Facebook that she joins you to when you send in your money, and that's obviously where it's all going to happen. So Orna Willis, come design with me, starts June 12, Adorned by Orna, and there'll be a link for that. And then I also call your attention to another one that I'm going to do, or at least my plan to do, and I got to get signed up here pretty quickly. And we're hoping that Christine can travel to Illinois and do it with me, and we'll do some shows from that. Christine's got to work out a couple of things, but we're hoping that can happen. This is called the Needle Arts Mystery Retreat, and it is July 20 to 22, and the cost is $375 by June 1. And this is a mystery retreat for teachers. And you travel to, western suburbs of Chicago. And you travel there. The four teachers are Pat Hartman, Mary Knapp, Linda Rhinemiller, and Debbie Rowley. And it's a mystery thing, but it's done right there. And, you can choose the color, scheme that you want. And each teacher has a colorway attached to them. And you get to choose that one. And I don't know if there's a limit for each teacher. I'm sure there is. But it looks like a lot of fun. The Needle Arts Mystery Retreat. I'll put a link for that. July 20 to 22, $375. June 1st is the deadline. And Pat Hartman, Mary Knapp, Linda Rhein-Miller, and Debbie Raleigh are the teachers. So you might want to look into that. And I sure hope Christine can work it out so we can do some shows from there. That would be fun. And let's see. Also, Sunday. Sunday, not next week, but Sunday. Really excited about our podcast this coming Sunday with Abigail Timmis. And Abigail, a young lady designer who is doing some really creative stuff, and this is another of these young people who are basically exposing the millennials, the younger set of people, to needlework, needlepoint in particular. Abby does embroidery too. And her website is Abigail Cecile, C-E-C-I-L-E, and I'll put a link. And we just had a tremendous conversation with her about what she's doing, how she goes about her design work and her embroidery work, and what she's doing to expose the younger set to this great hobby. And, of course, we all agree that we need to get as many young people involved as possible. So be sure and listen for that Sunday. And when you enter the competition for this week, the giveaway for the Old Scott this week, if you leave your email address in the subscribe thing, then you get notified by email whenever we put something new on the site. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, if your AOL address, be sure to put us on your good list, your acceptable list, so AOL won't crank at me. So the last thing I have for you here in this quick midweek podcast is the drawing, next week's drawing for a copy of the Hearts Across the Sea samplers, The Old Scott. You get the chart. We'll send to you. It's their latest chart, The Old Scott. We talked about it with Nicola last week. And you have until midnight Eastern time next Tuesday to enter, and you just simply make a comment for this in the on the page for this midweek podcast. You make a comment, and that puts you on the list. And then the way I do it, for those who wonder about the little details, is everybody goes on to a list in the order that they enter their comment, and of course on that list that gets you a number. As we go through the days, that gets you a number, and then I just use a random number generator to select the winner, and that's how we did this week's winner, Marie Zukowski. So in the comment section for this midweek podcast, what we want you to do is answer the question, what's your favorite Fiber Talk show so far? So need you to just answer that question, what's your favorite Fiber Talk show so far? If you entered in last week's drawing, you have to enter again. Sorry, but you have to enter again, and to make this fair to everyone. So if you did not win, if your name isn't Marie Zukowski, then you want to get another shot at the Old Scott, then you have to enter again in this week's page, show notes, and answer the question, what's your favorite Fiber Talk show so far? So we'll look for those answers. It's been a lot of fun hearing from people. And as always, these shows available through your podcast app, whether it be Stitcher. Most people use Stitcher on the Android phones. Your podcast app with your iPhones, your iOS mobile devices or devices. There's several podcast apps that are handling the show. Or you can just go to wetalkfiber.com and listen there. And, another feature that I've added to the website is now there's a list on the homepage so you can quickly find older shows and hunt those down quickly, link to them, and listen to them. So if there's somebody you heard that somebody suggested you might listen to them, you can quickly go there. So that's right on the homepage. Two ways to find that, by month or just by going through the shows one by one. But that's on the homepage. So that's it. Listen Sunday for Abigail Timmis and a great conversation we had there. And thanks for listening to this one. Get your entries in to win the Old Scott. And we'll have Christine back next week. So thanks for listening.